This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The following is paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com, Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, Kindling at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, and Savier at Savier.com. Here are your hosts, Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios.
Good morning, everybody. I am so happy to have you joining me here for Tech Vibe Radio. This is your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem, and I'm just so excited to be here today because I tell you what, I love this time of year. It's like summer's winding down. I love fall. And it's been a crazy summer. We've had so much fun on Tech Vibe. We've had some amazing guests just talking about every subject in the world. And today I'm really excited because we actually have a guest who we had on almost about a year ago, I think is what it's been. So it's time for his yearly checkup. We had so much fun last year when we had Steve Blossom from EC Group hanging out with us. And this is like an amazing company that you probably drive up the parkway a million times and don't even realize there's this great big company doing some really cool work. And of course, they're using all things AI in this day and age. And we're getting an update because last year alone, they were winners of one of our Tech 50 categories, as well our CIO of the Year categories. You guys are coming out strong, Steve. So I'm so glad to have you back here. It's always great to see a friendly face.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And certainly it was good to get recognized for all the hard work the team's been doing.
I was so tickled when you guys won because like I know the work that you guys do. It's really cool. I can't wait to dive into this with our members legit in a second. But I was just, I know I've been to all of our Tech 50s, right? I mean, this is going on almost 30 years now. And to me, it's just the most exciting night of the year because we really love honoring these companies because there's so much hard work going on. Like I said, people are driving past your headquarters, you know, here in Pittsburgh, not knowing that there's like 200 people inside. They're doing really cool stuff. And this is our opportunity to let people know that there's 200 people doing cool stuff and what that cool stuff is.
That's right.
So what is that cool stuff that you guys are doing there at ACA?
Yeah. So it's more of the same, which is just improving our services for our clients.
Okay.
We're doing a lot with AI.
Yeah.
A lot's changed in a year.
I imagine so. Yeah. I think about how much, actually, think about that with AI, how much has changed in the past year. And it's like, it's pretty much mind-numbing at this point. Before we jump in, give us like the elevator pitch of what you guys do. Remind me, because there's so much you do. And what you do, I think, is just so unique because you serve this industry where you're like, wow, this has to be monitored.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so we're an advisory services and tech firm. We focus on helping financial institutions, basically help them comply with regulations.
Right.
So that way they can do what they need to do, which is help everybody make money for their investors. And so we do that by giving really good advice. We have the top notch. I don't say the best, but
you can say the best. I'm going to say the best, man. Come on, let's go.
So I'm not going to say the best because that would be superlative language, okay, which is something that I need to worry about from a regulatory perspective because I can't prove it.
Yeah, you're living your own thing. All right.
But
all right.
I believe that we have the best, and that's an allowed thing to say.
There you go.
So we give really good advice about how to follow the rules, stay the rules. But outside of good advice, people have to just do the work to stay compliant. And so we help that by giving people technology to help them follow the rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
When they need help to just do the work of staying compliant, that's when they count on my particular team, the managed services team.
You can do it for them. Because I mean, a lot of these institutions have these compliance departments that make sure they're saying the right things and the communications are all on the up and up and stuff like that. And this is why I think it's so interesting, because this is such a unique service, but it's so important. I mean, I think about obviously, our life is driven around financial institutions. I mean, we live and die by the markets, right? And to me, it's just amazing that, we got some expertise happening here in Pittsburgh. Of course, you have offices outside of Pittsburgh as well, too, but you got a big presence here in Pittsburgh. But the idea, though, that, we need to manage this and make sure it can be, in many ways, automated as well, too.
Yeah.
It's what we'll talk about today and how you're using a lot of AI to do the things you do. But, typical clients are, everything from, a hedge fund, of course, to, just a regular bank and that has, an investment arm. Tell me, who are some more of the typical kind of... When you say financial institutions, it's a wide topic then.
So it's the regulatory investment advisors, primarily, SEC regulated. So hedge funds and private equity, wealth managers, basically all the folks you would give your money for investment purposes.
Gotcha.
And you want to trust that they are doing the right things with your money. We help them prove
exactly
that they're doing the right things with your money.
Absolutely. So let's kind of just jump into really how you guys are actually integrating AI into what you do. And I'm sure it's not something obviously just happened overnight. You guys have been kind of working your way into it, as many of us have been doing. So give me a little bit of the backstory as to how you started integrating some and how you're actually starting to use this. And I think most importantly, and we get a lot out there, is how you are keeping the human in the loop for crying out loud, because we at the Tech Council, we all know that AI is disruptive, but at the end of the day, this is a tool to empower humans.
Yeah.
To do more stuff. So keep going.
Yeah. And that's actually where we started from. So, we have our own technology, but, we're 1,300 people globally.
Yeah.
Here in the Pittsburgh area, we're just over 150, but they're all people.
Exactly right.
Human beings. Doing human work. So that's actually where we started. It's part of our kind of ethos around our approach to AI is that it's AI is here to help us do the work. It's not to replace the work. And so the human in the loop is, it's since it's next to you, how do we evaluate it? How do we use it for those purposes? So that was the start. The journey from there was a little trickier. It's easier to say.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when humans are involved.
First thing was getting humans ready.
How'd you do that? I mean, that could be a whole show unto itself. Yeah. How do you prepare the human being for this? But maybe give us a little bit as to what that meant for ECA.
Yeah. So the first thing was getting most of the workforce, the non-technical folks, that understand that AI is something that they can use in their daily lives. About a year ago, we were seeing people play around with it, just sort of chat. But there was some fear to bring it into the workplace. There was a little bit of actual guilt that some people would express, I'm cheating at my job.
Exactly.
Because
I know that feeling. Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
And so we had to kind of bring some culture in to say, no, it's actually okay. This is helpful and it's not a bad thing to use it. So that was one thing, is just making it kind of an acceptable thing. You weren't cheating, and doesn't mean the product that you're producing isn't yours or any bad in any which way. We actually went and assigned. So there's a phenomenal course. We took it, so I'm not advocating no financial topics.
Absolutely,
But the AI mindset.ai is from a gentleman named Connor. He helped build this course that everyone on the team took, and it helped people think about the way to use AI. And even with my tech background, I found that I was using it, I'll say, wrong. And so early on, when I would be, you'd sort of chat with a ChatGPT or whatnot, I would write a prompt, a question, and then it would get wrong. I would just give up.
Okay.
Or I would take the prompt and sort of take it off a notepad and try to work it again, and then try the whole thing from scratch.
Okay.
And if I asked you a question, you gave me a wrong question, and then I came back and just asked the whole thing again differently, One, you probably aren't going to be better. Two, you'd be a little bit frustrated.
Exactly right, yeah.
Well, thankfully, AI doesn't get frustrated, but the result wasn't as good. And so the one of the big changes that helped get our mindset around there is like you ask AI, doesn't matter which one. And if you don't get it right, you just keep talking to it like a human. Sorry, you actually, that's not what I was asking. I was looking more for this area, or I think your assumption is wrong.
Exactly.
And actually having a very human dialogue. And then you actually were starting to get very powerful results back. And so we just use that as the foundation to teach humans on how to really get AI effective.
And how cool is that? Having a conversation.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy in a way when you think about it. Like you're actually having a conversation literally with a machine,
that's
for lack of a better term, in order to start getting some of the results and efficiencies that you're looking for.
Yeah. That was the punchline. You had to stop thinking about it, interacting it as a machine, and just interact like you would with a human. And
exactly.
The results you got out of it was so much better. And that brought down the guardrails that people had around or hesitation, and they could start just interacting and think about how to ask it questions and solve problems.
Very cool.
that was a good baseline. And then from there, we had to push. So we had everyone state what they were going to do with AI at least once a day to get examples of individuals. And then we brought people into teams, and they started talking and sharing about how they do it. And so that really helped make it so individuals could understand how they could apply AI, and they weren't sort of waiting for developers or otherwise to bring them the AI and solve their problems.
It's very empowering, I think, that way. We're going to leave on that mark, because I think that's so interesting, because when we come back, we're going to learn more about then how you've been engaging this to find efficiencies and just become a better business. And of course, we're very much oversimplifying the whole process here, but you give me some key takeaways here that I think that's a great bit of advice. In case you just joined us, we are talking to Steve Blossom of ACA Group. If you go to acaglobal.com, you can learn all about what they're doing here. And they got a nice big presence here in Pittsburgh, up on Green Tree Hill there, as we call it here at the Tech Council. And keep hanging out with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. This has been Jonathan Kirsting. I'm with the Pittsburgh Tech Council. Go to pghtech.org and find out all the ways that we love helping tech companies succeed. I'll be right back. I swear. A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes, happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com.
Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at Compunetics.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Your dial is set to Tech Vibe Radio, brought to you by Compunetics, Chorus Call, Highmark, Huntington Bank, Kindling, PNC Bank, and Savvier. Here are your hosts, Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios. And we're back in. So glad you kept your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe this Sunday morning. This is your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. I couldn't be more thrilled to be hanging out with Steve Blossom from, of course, ACA Group. And if you go to acaglobal.com, you can check out all the stuff they do. They got over 1,300 people around the world with 150 people working right here in Pittsburgh. And we have been dorking out on how they're just integrating AI into their operations. And Steve, it's been so much fun talking to you. I'm like, oh man, I need to do a deep dive with you on this because I'm really impressed with how you guys have been rolling this out to your staff. Like, you're really empowering and encouraging your staff to embrace this. And you've given us some key takeaways that were just the idea of how to play with it, converse with it. Like, don't just put a prompt in, you don't get what you want and get frustrated and try to rewrite the prompt, but just keep having a conversation. That was cool.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Simple. But yeah. Very effective.
Simple.
I love that. So let's kind of jump into now, like, how you guys are pulling this in, how it's going in to what ACA Global does every day. And in case you just joined us as well, I mean, ACA Global, you guys are making sure that, like, the hedge funds, the financial advisors are all playing by the rules. They're being compliant, and you got the software that makes sure that they're playing by the rules. And if they can't do it themselves, you do it for them because you got the managed services, which you lead up.
That's right.
Oh, I feel like I knew something today. Good Lord. I don't think I screwed that up too badly then.
You didn't buy.
I'm so good at screwing stuff up. It's not even funny. So tell me. Yeah. Let's jump into this. Where do we start with, like, ACA now? And, like, maybe like an example as to how you're able to pull this into what you're now offering.
Yeah. So once we had the team, you know, just comfortable with AI and they start seeing use cases for how they could do it. And one thing was, you know, it's interesting is, and there was a study, MIT just published it, you know, quote, 95% of AI initiatives fail.
I saw that. And I'm like, what?
And what it really is about the revenue producing. And right. I'll say we've found similar results, not like because we did any math, but
right.
You know, everything we just described is very individualistic. And so you can see quick ROI on people just using a Copilot, a ChatGPT individually. But applying that to a workflow, enterprise workflow, is really where it started. You know, it's harder to do, largely because, you know, if I want to get the advantages of AI and it's not embedded in the tool, I have to do silly stuff like copy or download the document and upload it to the chat bot. And that takes time and effort.
Of course.
You know, at the scale, I can write a good prompt or have a great conversation with AI, but then you sitting next to me doing the similar work, your conversation might be different.
That would be so different.
It's change management around, like, the prompts or the questions AI to get consistent results. And so there's very much a need for getting AI embedded into these point solutions, the ones that still solve very specific problems, which we thankfully have in the compliance space.
Exactly right.
And so that's how we've really taken this to the next level is we have, so one of the groups that are within my team here is marketing review. And so whenever you have pieces of marketing material that are published out to the public, you need to make sure it complies with regulations.
You can't say guaranteed to make you lots of money.
There you go. That is a great one.
That'd be a flag that AI would catch, right?
That's right. Okay. Or like I said earlier, I can't do superlative language. I can't say this is the best.
Exactly.
Unless I can support it somehow.
If I told you to say the best.
That's right.
I overrode you on
that
one.
The bestest.
Bestest, yes.
And so this is something that'd be actually really good for AI to do because you're thinking, you know, hundreds or thousands of PDF pages to scan through, fires, looking for language, but it's, you know, what is the speculative? What are the various rules around the things I just learned about? You know, if I have to disclose the return of investment, the rules are for certain funds, if it's a strategy, it needs to be, you have to have a 3-year and a 5-year and a 10-year if it has it. But if it's less than 10 years, you need to have a since inception.
Oh, my goodness.
Date.
Okay.
That's
right.
One rule. And so programmatically, that's hard to do because there's a lot of ifs and that. But guess what? AI can be really good at that because it understands it.
It eats it for lunch. Yeah.
And so we have a team of humans who know these rules back and forth, like the back of their hand or better, and have read through hundreds of thousands of pages themselves. And so we took them with their newfound knowledge about how to interact with AI, and we've built it together where we have their expertise educating the AI model. And so embedded in one of our current product we have, which is a tool that helps facilitate the review of marketing material, has AI in it. It's coming up
That's
for release
awesome.
Very shortly,
yeah.
Where AI will now help identify problematic languages in the marketing material.
Because I can imagine, I mean, if you dismiss one of those and they're published, that leads you to liability.
Yes, right.
I would have to assume. And the one thing I've learned over AI is it doesn't really miss a whole lot when it comes to identifying very particular things that it's trained to know. And what's even cooler then is you have the human then that then verifies
that. That's the human in the loop.
Yeah. And what I love then on top of that is that's allowing them out of some of that drudgery work of just looking for these very minute things, and they can use their brain for some deeper purposes on that work.
That's right.
Which is so cool.
Yeah. So then our staff gets to spend their time looking for the harder things.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So your clients have to be pretty stoked about this, knowing that like you can provide this level of protection, for lack of, I guess, a better term, that you do that.
Absolutely.
That to me is very, very cool.
Yeah, we're very excited. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, I don't know, it's such a weird world out there right now where people are really freaked out by this because like, oh, we're losing jobs. And I know there's the whole thing around that to a certain area, but I'm just looking at this from the enablement standpoint. And that to me is just like very cool.
It's a very exciting time.
I very much love it. I very much love it. Oh my God, time's going by too fast here. We got to talk a little bit about what's going on in your Pittsburgh office here. Are you guys hiring?
Oh, of course we are.
I know. Last time you were here a year ago, you're like, we're hiring. I'm like, I assume you still are because you're growing like leaps and bounds and stuff like that.
In spite of or in addition to AI.
So thank you. So see, you're introducing AI, but you're still hiring people. And that's a thing. So yes, thank you. So first off, I mean, tell us about what's going on in the Pittsburgh office right now. What are some of the key things that are happening out of Pittsburgh specifically that make, you know, ACA Group do what it does?
Well, that's our center of excellence, essentially, for our managed services group. I mean, this is our largest presence.
Okay.
I mean, the team overall is that north of 250.
Right.
But close over, I think, 115 are specifically here in Pittsburgh.
I love that. Yeah, and you're growing that team here in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, we're continuing to grow. That's right.
What kind of positions are you hiring for here in Pittsburgh?
Up and down. So we get folks who are college educated, but have no background in compliance.
Surely.
Come on in, we'll train you.
Really? You could train me then.
Yeah, maybe as a moonlight.
Maybe a full-time job.
And
I don't
train
know.
You in AI. So it's not just.
Even better yet.
Yeah. Because that's the challenge in front of us now is how to train people up on not only just compliance.
Yep.
But how to use AI. So that to more seasoned practitioners where people have a background.
I love that, man. Yeah. I love that. That to me is just fantastic. And what are your thoughts on your idea of like a Pittsburgh advantage here when it comes to these types of professional services and so forth? What's your mindset on that?
It sounds silly in some ways, but it's the people that are here. Yeah, there's this like very human centric culture.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's six people away from knowing everyone else.
Now that always helps.
Yeah. And so that focus around, you know, people still with AI is paramount. And so, you know, when we looked at, and what we've seen is when people are trying to like solve AI things, it's how to make our own lives better. It's how the people's not better. And we're not sitting there talking about how to save margin and the, you know, efficiencies for efficiency's sake.
Yeah.
It really is about how do we do the greater good. And that just emanates through our Pittsburgh office.
I love it.
Front and center.
Got 1 minute left and it's killing me, man. Because I'm having so much fun. I love these conversations. First off, go to acaglobal.com. Check out what positions. Just learn more about the company there. What's the coolest thing you've used AI for? Any problem that you've solved just personally even?
I just use it every day.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like the smallest but easiest thing is that it just helps with clarity on email.
Thank you.
We all have to write so many emails a day. And that's where I found like has been the best because it's been the simplest problem that I have repeatedly.
I hear you, man. Amen to that. That is so true. Don't be afraid. Engage AI. Excuse me. Engage AI out there, everybody. Please. I mean, it's enhancing. And I think, Steve, you just really showcased how you keep the human in the loop with the AI to make it even more powerful than AI on its own. Because you can't use it on your own. You got to have the human being there.
That's right.
So much fun having you here. We're going to have you back again next year.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
It's become an annual thing. I want an update and everything like that. But even if it's before then, we'll have you in because there's always great stuff going on. I'm sure you're going to win more awards this year, for crying out loud. You guys are doing great. Once again, go to acaglobal.com to learn all about ACA Group. And Steve Blossom, you're the best. Everybody, thanks for hanging out with me this morning. I can't appreciate it enough. I love giving you a front row seat to great stuff like ACA Group hanging out here in Pittsburgh. Go to pghtech.org. Tech Council, we love helping tech companies succeed. Enjoy your Sunday, everybody.
Thanks for geeking out with us on Tech 5 Radio. Tune in next Sunday for more tech and innovation stories right here from Pittsburgh. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com, Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, Kindling at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at pnc.com, and Savier at savier.com. And we're always coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios.
The preceding was paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio. audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.